Peter Schiff is the connoisseur of collapse. He predicted the great financial meltdown of 2008 and many other bubbles previous. Peter, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We are in the middle of 3 weeks of $3 trillion wiped off the map in China. What is going on there? Are you still bullish on that country long term? And what does it mean for the US and A?
You know, I am bullish, but you know, they have an old expression, easy come, easy go. You know, the paper wealth that you're referring to didn't exist, you know, a few months ago either. We had a spectacular rise followed by a bust. But year to date, the Chinese market is actually still positive. That's not true about the United States. So you can't talk about the wealth that was destroyed unless you acknowledge what was created, you know, prior to that. But, you know, just like most of the products that Americans buy are made in China, right? Most of the economic problems that the Chinese have are made in America. Because the reason that the Chinese, you know, rushed into the stock market, right, is interest rates are too low in China. The monetary policy is too weak. Why is that? Because the Chinese have decided to peg their currency to the dollar, and so they have imported our monetary policy in order to keep their currency from rising, which would be a good thing for the Chinese. But instead of doing that, they keep creating yuan, and they keep interest rates artificially low. And so the Chinese, who have lots of savings, they need a place to put it because they can't get much interest in the bank. There is a positive rate of inflation, and so they're chasing the stock market.
So real quick, will they react to this by changing their monetary policies at long last? And what is the possible short and near-term effects for America?
Well, eventually that is going to happen. This has been something I've been forecasting for years. The timing is difficult. I guess only the Chinese know, and maybe even the Chinese don't know when they're going to do this. But I do think that quietly they have been increasing their ownership of gold. We don't really know how much gold they have, but I think it's significant. They haven't reported their numbers in years. I think it's because they don't want the sellers of gold to know how much they're buying, because they obviously want to buy it as cheaply as they can. But I think they're doing this for a reason. I do believe that they do want to untether their currency from the dollar, but they don't want it to just be backed by nothing. So rather than have it be backed by dollars, which really is tantamount to backed by nothing, because the dollar's backed by nothing, but to back their currency by gold. And at one point, all paper currencies were backed by gold, right? And if the Chinese were to back the RMB by gold, they would have the only gold-backed currency on the planet, and it would probably be the most desirable and the strongest currency, and will replace the dollar as a world reserve currency, were they to accomplish this.